And they're really excited about it. They like to eat them, but they're not really sure how to harvest them.
Tom Gamble is a former tribal council member and a subsistence harvester. This spring, he shared some of his knowledge in a herring camp for kids, which he said was all about creating those aha moments.
So giving them just the mental images for the first time and being able to manipulate a branch and a twig and the hope that maybe they might get some eggs.
The camp is an extension of his new business, the Alaska Native Indigenous Training Academy, or ANITA, named after his late mother. Over the course of several hours one day in March, he taught around 10 students and their chaperones the basics of harvesting herring eggs on branches, from the technical to the familial.
So the very first activity they had to do was to go and find a rock together. And then they had to learn how to tie it together, and to communicate what works and what didn't. Because if you're out there and you're harvesting and you're not talking with your family, then it's just work. You might as well just get a job and call it work. It's got to be fun.
8-year-old Lucas Schmidt was one of the students who participated.
It was helping Tommy set the trap for the herring. And it was fun. I liked doing it. And I got to learn something new.
Lucas's mom, Jaren, says the camp was an important experience for her kids and her homeschool classroom.
It's important to carry on some of the Tlingit traditions and to learn about them. My family and I are Inupiaq, so this is all new for us, but it's fun to learn about the traditions of the local indigenous peoples.
Subsistence is a lifelong practice for Gamble. He is Kiksati from the Clay House, and his family uses the herring rock as their emblem, signifying strong cultural ties to Sitka herring for thousands of years. His advocacy for herring has become energized by what he's seen on the water over the last couple of decades.
As a subsistence harvester, we're the front line, and we see a lot of changes. My involvement, if you would, wasn't chosen where I wanted to draw a line in the sand and say, I want the commercial side to be over here and I want the subsistence guys to be over here. My involvement came because we realized that if we didn't stand up, there were never going to be any changes and we were going to get run right out of our own way of life.
The Sitka Tribe of Alaska sued the state in 2018, calling for changes to the management of the commercial fishery. The case is still being litigated, but some incremental changes have been made. The state must now document its efforts to show they're allowing reasonable opportunity for subsistence. But Gamble is concerned that the state's modeling is far from perfect.
Most recently, the indescribable coming back from a different harvesting trip, I had to stop in the middle of the ocean to watch the herring surface. This was on the day that science flew everywhere in the sound and said they didn't see a single herring. So the traditional harvester had the herring come up under me. So I'm telling you again that our traditions and our knowledge are proven over time. When we say that the herring are disappearing, that's what we meant.
Gamble understands that commercial seiners are just trying to earn a living, but he believes the fleet is too large and should be reduced through a permit buyback program. And he'd like locals to have a larger role in managing the fishery through a stakeholders committee. In the meantime, it's important that the subsistence harvest of herring remains viable in Sitka Sound so that it can be taught down through the generations. Gamble plans to continue teaching subsistence camps throughout the year. It's a way to honor his mother, Anita, and a hedge against the day when he is an elder himself and may depend on others for this food.
Trying to perpetuate a way of life that's disappearing. When I was growing up, I never thought for the life of me that even my own kids would be so busy that I can't get help harvesting. And I thought, well, maybe if I trained a couple of these youngsters around here, I can sit at home and one day they just bring me a deer or seal, or treat me like an elder one day. I'm going to train this next generation about how to take care of elders and their community by just taking care of themselves.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.